This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Now that Super Tuesday is over, the presidential candidates are shifting focus to Wisconsin and the general election. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin today. Harris and Labor Secretary Julie Sue are in Madison talking about workers' rights, union jobs, and the economy. A new report finds people are almost as likely to find a good-paying job in rural areas as urban ones. Georgetown University's Martin Vanderwerf says it's a matter of training people for the right jobs.
There ought to be just closer ties between the labor force and educators so that we are actually educating people for the jobs that actually exist rather than jobs we wish would exist.
Vanderwerf says some industries are better suited for growth in the country.
If you're going to build a solar array or a wind farm, you got to do it in a rural area. And when that happens, what kinds of jobs are needed to support it? And all that sort of thing could really help rural areas.
A Georgetown study finds rural Americans had a 50% chance at a good-paying job compared to 54% in urban areas. Nursing instructors are pushing back against efforts to set up a for-profit nursing school in Wisconsin. The Arizona College of Nursing is being sued in other states for alleged predatory practices. Barbara Nichols is with the Wisconsin Center for Nursing. She says students should seek out established accredited schools.
Those schools that provide theory in terms of online and then make sure they have good clinical placements.
Wisconsin is dealing with a shortage of registered nurses. More veterans might someday qualify for free tuition at Wisconsin State Universities. Vets have to live in Wisconsin for 5 years to qualify for tuition reimbursement. A bill getting a hearing today would cut that time to 3 years. Veterans and their families can qualify for up to 8 free semesters at state universities or technical colleges. The combined reward in the case of Elijah Vu is now up to $25,000. Manitowoc County Crime Stoppers is offering as much as $10,000, while the FBI is offering $15,000. The 3-year-old from Two Rivers has been missing for 2 weeks. His mother and her boyfriend are charged with child neglect. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Officials involved in the resettlement of refugees to the Chippewa Valley have confirmed more details about the project. According to Gail Cornelius, the new regional director for World Relief Wisconsin, 21 people from 4 different families have already arrived in the Chippewa Valley, hailing from the Congo, Central African Republic, and Democratic Republic of the Congo. The organization is still expecting 54 more refugees, but don't yet know where those refugees will come from as the vetting process unfolds. Former Chippewa Falls Police Chief Matthew Kelm was honored at Tuesday's City Council meeting. The Chippewa Falls City Council awarded Kelm with a plaque to honor his 24 years of service with the police department after his resignation in February. Kelm said it was a privilege to serve the community and he would miss his fellow officers. Following his resignation, Lieutenant Ryan Douglas was chosen to succeed him as police chief. Douglas has been with the Chippewa Falls Police Department since 2002. With the impending closure of HSHS and Prevea facilities in the Chippewa Valley, local leaders have joined to create the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative. In a press release, the organization noted the formational board of organizers, including Patricia Darley, Lori Geisler, Peter Hoft, Mickey Judkins, Robert Kraus, Thomas Larson, and Eric Rigg. The goal of the board is to develop the organization's responsibilities, structure, and strategic goals to address the slew of healthcare concerns facing the region. A popular Eau Claire location to see live music has lost its liquor license after being closed for the last 4 years. According to a WQOW report, the Metro closed after a kitchen fire in February of 2020 and was planning a reopening show at the end of the month. Unfortunately, because the establishment was closed for so long, the city attorney's office revoked their liquor license last January. The Metro reapplied for a license but did not pass all the required inspections by the deadline needed to keep it. The identity of the man whose body was pulled from the water in Hudson has now been revealed. According to the Hudson Police Department, 34-year-old Anders Engstrom of Hudson was identified as the man found dead in the water at Lakefront Park over the weekend. He was found around 8:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. Officials say Engstrom appears to have died in an accidental drowning. They say there are no indications of foul play and did not speculate as to what led Engstrom to fall into the water. The Eau Claire County Humane Association's new building was on display for donors this week. According to a WEAU report, the organization gave donors the chance to look around their newly finished 15,000-square-foot facility. The new shelter will provide more space for the animals to live and increase the amount of natural light getting in for them. It also has a brand-new surgical suite and a laundry facility. The new building cost about $6.5 million, and it was funded largely through community donations. There could be a new place to get alcoholic beverages in Eau Claire pretty soon. The City of Eau Claire has announced it is now accepting applications for a Class B liquor license. There is only one license available, which would allow the recipient to sell and serve alcoholic beverages in the city. Businesses that are interested in applying for the license can submit their application at City Hall or on the Wisconsin Department of Revenue's website. Applications for the license will be accepted until April 29th. The Chippewa Valley native who appeared on American Idol over the weekend is heading to Hollywood. According to a WQOW report, CJ Rizlov has been traveling across the country, living in a school bus he calls the Jazz Wagon, playing music wherever he can. He impressed the American Idol judges with a song that he had written the day before the audition and will now have the opportunity to compete against all the other musicians who make their way to Hollywood. His performance on Sunday can be watched online. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Mostly sunny this morning with a few more clouds gradually trickling in here throughout the afternoon. Our high today, 50, with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 32. Tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, 53, with scattered rain tomorrow night into Friday. Our high Friday, 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Bucks headed to the West Coast. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks packing their bags for a long four-game road trip. Milwaukee now doing a better job of passing the ball around to find the open shot. Bobby Portis.
Doc's been emphasizing that all since he's been here since January is you might have a good shot here, but that extra pass could just lead to a better open shot for the team. We've been making a lot of those reads, actually. Like, you might not get an assist, but you might get a hockey assist out of it.
College basketball, a big night for Marquette as they host number 2-ranked UConn in Milwaukee on senior night. The Badgers play Rutgers Thursday. Iowa's Caitlin Clark named the best player in the Big Ten. Baseball, the Brewers and the Giants had 29 combined hits, but the Giants won 13-8 over Milwaukee. Reese Hoskins got his first home run as a Brewer.
You're just hoping for the right match with the team that will show up eventually, and in my eyes, it did with the Brewers.
NBA, the Bucks have won 6 in a row now since the All-Star break.
You know, guys just talking, communicating, doing what the coach asked of us. We drill things and drill them and drill them, and it's been like muscle memory for us now to go out there and you can plug and play guys, and, you know, the thing, our system still looks the same no matter who's out there.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you can't get enough of the NCIS conglomerate, this will make you happy. Deadline.com reports that NCIS Origins, yes, it's a prequel, was given the straight-to-series green light. Austin Stowell will play a young Gibbs on the new CBS show. The more familiar Gibbs, Mark Harmon, will provide narration to the series, which will be set in 1991. Origins is one of the two new shows rolling out from the NCIS ever-growing franchise, discussing that this might have to be the last NCIS because thanks to the military court franchise, we are running out of actors. Up for some more Real TV Housewives? Me neither. That's not going to stop Bravo from rolling out season 2 of the Real TV Housewives Dubai. For those of you who had no idea there was even a season 1, Bravo has announced season 2 will air in June of this year. The Real Housewives have had dozens of spinoffs locally and internationally. Personally, I refuse to watch until Wisconsin is represented. Who wouldn't want to watch The Real Housewives of Oconomowoc? So, you want to be famous? Talk to Kate Winslet first. The actress says she disliked being famous so much after Titanic in 1997 that she opted for smaller projects. The 48-year-old Oscar winner told People magazine the press was everywhere to the point where she wasn't enjoying life. On the bright side, we got to watch Winslet in Mare of Easttown. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Gwyneth Paltrow wants you to know that she has black women friends. People magazine reports Paltrow was recently interviewed by Dr. Ella Bell and said that white women, who she apparently represents universally, have a lot to learn from black women. Using the phrase "my black women friends" a suspicious amount of times, the Shakespeare in Love actress says her black women friends are better at lifting each other up than her white women friends, adding that they would be more likely to cheer her up. Gwyneth Paltrow needs cheering up? I'm sure black women everywhere are lining up to cheer up old Winnie. Ready for more award show news? I thought so. The NAACP has announced Queen Latifah will take the mic again this year and host the 55th Annual Image Awards. The star of The Equalizer hosted last year's event as well. Latifah is no stranger to awards, having taken home a Grammy and an Emmy in her career. She was also Oscar-nominated for her supporting role in the movie Chicago. The Image Awards will be held March 16th and will air on both BET and CBS. If you haven't been called about being a presenter at this year's Oscars, you might be the only one. The Hollywood Reporter says Ryan Gosling and Ariana Grande have been chosen as the final presenters for this year's Academy Awards, rounding out a very long list. Steven Spielberg, Emily Blunt, and Forrest Whitaker were also announced recently to hand out awards at this year's event. I've heard of that Spielberg guy. He's really starting to hit his stride as a director. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.